The Road, Disc 6.
They carried their new stores bundled in tarps or blankets down the beach and packed everything into the cart. The boy tried to carry too much, and when they stopped to rest, he'd take part of his load and put it with his own. The boat had shifted slightly in the storm. He stood looking at it. The boy watched him.
"Are you going back out there?" he said.
"I think so. One last look around."
"I'm kind of scared."
"We're okay. Just keep watch.
We've got more than we can carry now."
"I know. I just want to take a look."
"Okay."
He went over the ship from bow to stern again. "Stop. Think." He sat in the floor of the saloon with his feet in the rubber boots propped against the pedestal of the table. It was already getting dark. He tried to remember what he knew about boats. He got up and went out on deck again. The boy was sitting by the fire. He stepped down into the cockpit and sat on the settee with his back against the bulkhead, his feet on the deck, almost at eye level. He had on nothing but the sweater and the sou'wester outfit over that, but there was little warmth to it, and he couldn't stop shivering. He was about to get up again when he realized that he'd been looking at the fasteners in the bulkhead on the far side of the cockpit. There were only four of them, big stainless steel screw heads. At one time, the settees had been covered with cushions, and he could see the ties at the corner when they'd ripped away. At the bottom center of the bulkhead, just above the seat, there was a nylon strap sticking out, the end of it doubled and cross-stitched. He got up and went to the galley and got a screwdriver and came back and fitted the screwdriver into the slot of one of the fasteners and pushed it in and turned it. They were spring-loaded catches, and when he had them undone, he took hold of the strap at the bottom of the board and pulled it, and the board slid down and came free. Inside, under the deck, was a space that held some rolled sails and what looked to be a two-man rubber raft rolled and tied with bungee cords, a pair of small plastic oars, a box of flares, and behind that was a composite toolbox, the opening of the lid sealed with black electrical tape. He pulled it free and found the end of the tape and peeled it off all the way around and unlatched the chrome snaps and opened the box. Inside was a yellow plastic flashlight, an electric strobe beacon powered by a dry cell, a first aid kit, a yellow plastic E-perb, and a black plastic case about the size of a book. He lifted it out and unsnapped the latches and opened it. Inside was fitted an old 37mm bronze flare pistol. He lifted it from the case in both hands and turned it and looked at it. He depressed the lever and broke it open. The chamber was empty, but there were 8 rounds of flares fitted in a plastic container, short and squat and new-looking. He fitted the pistol back in the case and closed and latched the lid.